Welcome to La Petite Nénette podcast, podcast dedicated to wine lovers and travels. Today we will talk about an intimate event in the heart of a region dear to the kings of France. Welcome to La Paulet d'Anjou. Paulet, what does it mean? P-A-U-L-E-E. Paulet is a name adopted by the Anophile word. Originally, it's a dialect word, coming from the word Paul in French, which means shovel, reminding the movement of the shovel with grapes used in the pressing room, and which means a festive meal gathering wine growers and great wine lovers. Originally, this meal used to happen at the end of the harvest season. On this last day of June was held the 8th edition of the Paulet d'Anjou in the heart of an international renowned vineyard whose visits are quite discreet. It's named La Coulée de Serran, famous cru located in the charming village of Savenières, a few minutes from the beautiful city of Angers in the Loire Valley. The vineyard was planted in the 12th century by the Cistercian monks, and 2018 will be the 888th consecutive harvest of the estate. An old monastery listed in the inventory of historical monuments is also part of the estate. And here we are, during our visits, we are all gathered, hundreds of wine lovers coming from different regions in France, but also from other parts of the world, South Africans, Americans, all gathered to begin here this Paulet by a walk through the countryside around the magnificent estate of Nicolas Joly. Nicolas Joly is a pioneer wine grower in biodynamic production. In this estate, the vines are grown biodynamically since 1984. Three workshops await us as we step under the heavy summer sun. We start with a welcoming word from the owner itself, Nicolas, and an introduction to the principles of biodynamic culture, followed by a second workshop addressing the use of bats for the control of insects in the vineyards. We end the tour after climbing a steep slope to the last point of exchange with a passionate of soil around the geological origins of the Angevin region. Two hours by speed train from Paris, the region of Angers is rich in every aspect, and especially for the diversity of its terroir, allowing to produce a wide range of wines. But it is especially known for the Chenin, Chenin Blanc, which makes the fame of this beautiful Loire region, and along with South Africa, a brother country located 10,000 kilometers away from there, also renowned for its major and qualitative production of this pleasant grape with numerous possibilities. That's the beauty of Chenin Blanc. It can offer sweet wine, dry wines, off-dry, sparkling wines. That is a lovely Chenin Blanc. If you didn't have one recently, should you go for it? Do you know the difference between Anjou Noir, Black Anjou, and Anjou Blanc, White Anjou? The names simply reflect the color of the soil. The Western Anjou Noir is represented by the Armorican Massif with the oldest soils, consisting mainly of shale, gneiss, and granite, from the primary era 245 million years ago, giving acidic soil, and therefore you will find some acidity in the wine. On the eastern side, we will find the Parisian Basin, grouping the Saumurois region and Le Beaujois, Anjou Blanc, White Anjou, with a clear soil color due to the presence of limestone, sand, sandstone, and the famous tufo. Tufo is a stone used for the house's construction, and it's aging from the secondary era. Our throats get dry under the summer sun. Walking in the vineyards, we end our tour with a beautiful shady alley where we expect 50 winemakers from the region. Let's go and exchange between wine lovers. Some of them take notes to keep in mind this wonderful moment and get the opportunity to remember later back home the flavors and aromas identified during this tasting. The tasting conditions also influence our palate. We just walked on the slopes under a very hot sun. The accumulated fatigue of the last days at high temperatures do not help to develop fully our senses, and the bottles heat up quite rapidly. But let's note that the idyllic and green setting soothes the tasting. Some Chenin, Crémant de Loire, Cabernet Franc are waiting for us. Some wines display a very mineral nose, others ripe yellow fruit, or even white flowers, and for some others, which spend some time in oak barrels, we will feel some nice and subtle vanilla notes. The choice is varied and can satisfy a wide range of palates. Of course, let's not miss the famous Coulée de Serran. The Cuvée Coulée de Serran from 2007 is a wonderful Chenin that displays a straw yellow color and a wide range of flavors from a shale soil and sometimes spent in barrels that brings nice vanilla notes. Let's note that the bottle will cost 95 euros. The event ends with a giant aperitif in the heart of the Jean Lussat Museum in Angers, with a toast around the mayor of the city, surrounded by modern and sumptuous tapestries. Then we continue in the Grenier Saint-Jean, classified historical monuments and formerly storage places, by a star-shaped meal prepared by three chefs of the region. We are gonna eat it. A wonderful menu with lobster, then veal fondant confit 36 hours and a Loire dessert with roasted apricots. All prepared by three great chefs, Michael Piour, David Guiton, Philippe Giraud. Bon appétit and see you soon in the Loire Valley!